savior in peace.
With Jules. Hit 92.9.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules for Chemist Warehouse. With the biggest range of fragrances at the lowest prices, Chemist Warehouse really is the real house of fragrances this Christmas.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules, live from Japan. Hit 92.9.
Guys, second last day of the year, which means second last podcast of the year. Man, it was a good show this morning. I reckon 10 out of 10 performance from yours truly.
You weren't a part of it for about half an hour.
Yeah, but the parts that I was in, 10 out of 10 performance. I gave it my all.
Yeah, you pulled the right.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
No, you weren't. It was ordinary. It was horrible. At least when I'm hung as a horse, you wouldn't know. Pete, you actually just gave up.
I didn't give up.
You fell asleep.
You wouldn't know because you just average all the time or like...
I was, yeah, it was good stuff today. We talked about stuff.
We reflected on Jules' day. We went to had a ninja class, which was really good, Jules. I appreciated that.
Yeah, no worries.
And then also you had a bit of a fluff up yourself, which didn't go to plan, and it took us about 3 days to get there as well. So I appreciate the effort.
Okay, yeah, but still, it was the best food we've ever eaten, right? It was worth it.
No,
yeah,
it wasn't.
For me, it was.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about.
When you've been travelling that long, anything at the end of the road is good.
Anyway, thanks for coming along on the journey, guys. I really appreciate it.
That's great. Now you get to go along on the journey as well. Enjoy the podcast.
Oh, mate, here we go.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well. How are you this morning, Peppy?
I'm feeling great. Yes, I am. I'm feeling great. I'm fighting fit and ready to go for day four.
What's that movie, Jules, where the old guy, we're going streaking.
Oh, old school.
Old school, mate.
Yeah.
Pete was old school last
night.
Pete
was Frank the Tank last night.
Frank the Tank.
He sat there and he's like, first drink, I'll have a soda water. Second drink.
No, I was like, first drink, I'll have a soda water. And you guys like, you're not having a soda water.
Hey. There was no peer pressure from either of us.
So much peer pressure.
I did start a skull chant on him once.
Yeah, but he was five drinks deep.
Okay, cool. Not early days. You're right. He was. You were flying solo early.
Excuse me. Drink responsibly.
Yeah, of course.
100%. Don't be like Uncle Petey.
No. Be like Uncle Petey. Have fun, but do it responsibly.
It was a fun night, wasn't it? It was a fun night.
It was good fun.
We took our grand finalists who are here, who will sing tonight.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
To be crowned the champion of Tokioki for 2019.
And we had a warm-up last night.
It was very, very good. Like, just warm-up session.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about the singing.
I was talking about the singing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember we sat around the table?
He said, warm-up session, and then did the drink.
No.
Oh, right. Sorry.
I don't know what this hand signal is.
Looked like holding sevens cup.
But we sat around a table of 15, say, or whatever it was. And
we took over this teppanyaki.
There was a guitar in there. And I'll tell you what, they're pretty good musicians.
They are pretty good musicians. Jono on the guitar. Oh, my goodness.
He is like a triple threat. I reckon he can dance too, you know?
Oh, he can dance.
Yeah.
So what are we doing here? Are we playing back audio now or are we playing back audio after the song?
After the song,
after
mate.
The song.
I've read
cool.
the I've read the
Save,
rundown.
You're going to take the show today.
You're listening to Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. It is a 6:07. Oh, here comes a song for you guys out there. Counting Crows, Mr. Jones. Please, drive safely to work. 10 and 2, check your mirrors.
Go on, hit the post.
Bye-bye, baby.
Hit 92.9, Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules, live from Japan.
Tonight, we will crown our 2019 Tokioki champion.
Yes. Now, our finalists actually flew in the other night. And last night we thought we'd take them out for dinner. We took them to teppanyaki.
Yeah, nice little setup.
Shibuya.
Yeah, it was a nice setup right on the crossing there.
Yeah, it was really awesome. Now, out at dinner, and as we all know, Peppy doesn't like to drink too much.
I know, and you mentioned it in the last break that Dad got a bit wild, which was a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, I didn't expect that he would because he's actually been really good.
No, you've got to, though. It's the end of the
year. And I love how I'm talking about him like he isn't
there. Yeah, I'm here, guys. So, on this health thing, but I don't drink at the best of times.
Like, no, you don't.
I'd be lucky to have like a drink a week, like a glass of wine a week, if that.
That's more than me.
Yeah, but last night we did mention that you always do it responsibly, but things, you got excited, you're overseas, the year's coming to an end, we've got two radio shows left, you just let your hair down a little bit, and Jules, what happens occasionally What happens occasionally when someone in the environment, in the setting, has probably had it's caught up with them a bit quicker than others,
and they're in a big group,
a big setting,
and they feel like
there's a moment coming.
They need to make a speech.
Oh.
And luckily for us, we recorded it.
This is the last week of the year for us, and we're doing this in Tokyo, Japan. This is also our last week with Jules. Who has been just bloody extraordinary and has changed our lives coming into this show. Thank you for 15 weeks. Guys, it has been amazing to share this with you.
Well, there you go, Pete. Thanks very much for those wise words.
That's him clapping himself.
I just don't know whether we needed it.
No, I thought it was needed. It was beautiful.
It was to you.
No.
To your self-indulgent.
Not at all. No. It was welcoming our finalists.
No. It was a speech about you.
Oh, the first half was a speech about Jules.
Yeah, and then you realised.
Well, I mean, what else was he going to say? He was literally just going to get up and go, welcome, and we're going to sing tomorrow night.
That's all the moment needed. Welcome to Japan. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, people
like in that situation really like to draw things out as well.
I know.
Excuse me. It was my moment, not yours.
No.
If you wanted the moment, you had every chance to stand up and have your own moment. Where was your speech?
I didn't need your
speech. It was my speech. I'll do it how I want.
Didn't need to do a speech last night. Sitting around a table having a cold beer.
Hey, am I a fun drunk?
Yeah, 100%, man. 100%. There's something that you did last night that was just like hilarious.
There's what about also, Jules? You know when he's had maybe one, he's just about on the edge, is when the eyes go closed.
Oh.
I could blindfold you with a shoelace.
After about, hey.
Mate, your eyes.
Don't do that.
Oh,
mate.
No, sorry. I was supposed to get bullied like that.
I'm talking
but
to Pete.
No, I know you're right. No.
Christ.
But yes, your eyes do close over.
They do. He does it over. No. Is he asleep or what's he doing at the table? His eyes are closed.
No, you know he's awake because he's got a big smile on his face. If he was asleep, his mouth would be open catching flies.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, there you go.
It was a good night.
Anyway, but something you did last night, we're going to reveal later on in the show what you did on the way home last night, which, I mean, Zave and I were just standing outside of these glass windows.
In awe?
Yeah, proud,
nervous,
awkward. Just we thought we were going to lose you. I'm not going to lie.
Good, great.
We're going to lose you
because I don't remember what it was. So I'm glad that you guys captured it.
Pet 92.9, Heidi, Xavier, and Pete with Jules live from Japan.
Now, every single day, one of us has taken it upon ourselves to organise something for everybody else. Yesterday, it was Jules's turn.
Yes,
and we're going to hear more about that a little bit later on in the show, but. What did you get us up to the other day?
Well, we had a little cancellation, so I had to think quickly, I had to think swiftly, and I had to provide a cultural experience for you guys like no other, but I also feel like I wanted to blend a bit of Christmas into it.
I feel like you did that really well. You tied it all in
really, and then put a little bow around it and decided that we'd go and visit the world's biggest adult store. But not only the world's biggest adult store, we had to buy each other a Christmas present. In the spirit of giving, what better place to go to than the world's biggest adult store to do that?
All right, guys, it's that time of the year where we love to give presents to one another. So what an opportunity I've provided to. We're just around the corner from the world's biggest adult store. 7 levels, the biggest in the world. Now, we're going to do a little buy for each other.
Okay. Are we?
So pick a hand, my name or Jules's name.
Okay. This is adult Chris Pringle.
So I'm going to buy for Pep?
Yes.
And I have you, Jules.
Oh, gosh.
We're going to go in.
I like latex.
We're going to have 7 stories to make our way through. Be creative. What size do you like?
Stop it.
All right, let's go.
Is that a mug or do you put your thing in it?
I think I might get you the brain in case you want to make love to a brain at some stage in your life.
Can I get him one of these?
What are you meant to do with this?
I don't know.
I'm getting dizzy.
Is that a hot dog? Looks like a hot dog. It's like a rubber Chico roll with the middle hollowed out.
So that's knickknacks on tour.
Bondage tape.
It's the best stuff ever. Like,
is it?
Yeah. It's like it replaces ropes.
Something
so much more convenient.
Something tells me you know.
Yeah. You know you're doing.
How big do you reckon that is?
Foot.
A foot?
Yeah. So I'm just picturing a Subway roll. What if, have we noticed that Jules has gone off wandering by herself?
Okay, so that goes in there.
Wait, does this go in, man? I bought you a Subway roll.
I actually don't think that these two have been in a sex doll before. That's literally how he's been the whole time.
Is it battery included? Is battery in? Battery's included. Yeah, cool. Thank you. How do you want to give the gifts out?
Okay.
You go to Pete.
All right, Pete, this is for you.
All right, what have you got there?
Bondage tape. We are going to use this on you. This is not something you can use on yourself.
We're going to tie you up and drip some hot candle wax on you.
Oh, great.
Anyway, yes. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. It's very kind and thoughtful.
Okay, so, Dave?
Xavier, before you open it, you're going away at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that you get there and come home strong. Having gotten the job done.
Yes. It's your Viagra.
Tomorrow, you're taking one on there.
Okay. All right, Jules, your turn. I couldn't find Mecca, so I've got you some lipstick.
Is it for my dessert?
What is it?
It's not a lipstick, you idiot. Does it come with batteries?
Yeah, batteries are included. The guy promised me.
But you can't use it now.
Yeah, so don't
worry. I just want to put some lipstick on.
Merry Christmas, Jules.
Thank you.
Oh, Merry Christmas, everyone.
The video for that is online right now at Heidi Xavier Pete on our socials.
Hit 92.9, Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules, live from Japan.
Now, guess what, guys? A bit of news yesterday. It is cricket season or whatever they say. The summer sports are out, but football doesn't sleep too much in Western Australia. This went down yesterday.
West Coast Eagles 2018 captain Shannon Hearn has stepped down as skipper after five seasons leading the club.
Shannon Hearn has stepped down as a captain of the football club. Probably really good timing.
Okay. What does that mean?
To be honest, he would be 33 next season, Shannon. So in the twilight of his career, well, closer to the back nine holes than the front nine. So
okay, he's leaving on a high.
Well, it's a good opportunity to pass it on to someone else. Okay. So he's done a wonderful job. One of only three premiership captains at West Coast. So will forever be held in high regard at the football club. So he's done a wonderful job and, he'll now finish his career for the next, I reckon he's got probably 2 years left where he'll just sort of chill out and take a back seat a little bit.
Yeah.
So good time for them to pass it on so he can still hang around as sort of like a bit of a mentor to the next club captain.
Yes. Yeah, and he's the relationship Shannon Hearn has with Adam Simpson, I think, is probably the most important part of it, that he has a really good ability to be that bridge between the coaches and the players. So he'll still do that, I'm sure. And whoever the new captain is, especially for the first 12 months, they'll do it their own way. But, just having Shannon there to just guide and direct and probably, it's not a tough job, captain, to be honest with you. Like, you're in charge, you're the face of the football club. If you've got a good football club, it's not the hardest job you'll ever have to do.
Is there any word on who the next captain's going to be there?
No word, but do you want to
do you have inside goss?
No, I don't have any inside goss, but I'll tell you what's going to be without any inside goss.
Well, who?
Oh, Luke Shuey will be next captain.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, 100%. It'll be Luke Shuey, then absolute daylight.
Actually, would he take it? Like, is it something that's offered to you and then you take it or
Well, so it's done a little bit differently at different football clubs, but when I first started, we had to vote for captain in a room, stand up.
And so all the, just
in
the
front,
players?
In front of everyone, yeah, just players.
Yeah.
In front of everyone and say, with my three votes, I will give three votes to Luke Shuey.
Yeah.
I'll give two votes to Elliot Yeo.
Right,
and
yep.
I'll give one vote to Josh Kennedy.
Yeah.
And you have to stand up in front of everyone and do it. So if you're mates with someone who wants to be captain, and it's awkward. It is awkward, but West Coast do a voting system, and then once the votes come in, you don't know who you voted for. But once the votes, you don't know who everyone else voted for.
Yeah.
It's done a bit more privately over in WA. But so once that's all done, then it has to go. Then the coaches have a look at it. So Adam Simpson, the coach, will approve or not.
Yeah,
and then it got to go through the board, and they've got to tick it off as well. But they're never going to stand in the way of what the players want.
Yeah, right, okay.
And the incoming captain, right, sure, everybody can vote, but are there nominations first? And when you go about nominating, do you put yourself up or do they go about, does Simo go, this person would be good, this person would be good, this person would be good, let's go.
No, no, there's a leadership group already, which was voted in 12 months ago, and then once the 12 months... So you've got the group of five that you voted for last year, and it doesn't go too far from that. I mean, West Coast probably don't have just thinking off the top of my head, any young talent who's potentially pushing to the leadership group, I don't think. So it's the same group of guys that he's going to be picked from. And Luke Shuey's in that.
Yeah,
he's just won the best and fairest. He's a Norm Smith medalist. He's been at the club for 10 years.
An all-round awesome bloke.
Good bloke, good fun, good good balance too. Like, you don't
just
wanna,
on what you tell me anyway.
You don't want a captain who is stiff. Like, yeah, I get it. You take it seriously. But you want someone who goes, when it's time to party or have some fun and celebrate someone's achievements, you want them to be there and not people to be looking over their shoulder going, oh, Christ, the captain's here. Like, settle in.
How we feel with the Grinch.
Yeah.
And we, like last night.
Hey, Grinch.
So, like, even like last weekend, for example, I went around to Shuey's joint for beers, but there would have been 12 or 13 players there comfortably sitting in there. I don't think you'd lose that. He shouldn't lose that if he's captain. He's still got to be able to have fun, but also be inclusive of everyone. He does that so well.
If that's, if you said Luke Shuey, daylight to the rest of them, then we should hear pretty soon, yeah?
No, it'll still take some time because, as I said, it has to go through the board and they'd have their meeting set and all that sort of hoo ha. But, I mean,
if you're putting your money down, who's it going on?
Shuey. Shuey would be $1.01.
I mean, not who you would vote for and who you want it for, but who you reckon, you know,
Shuey will win it. Shuey, everyone. Yeah, no.
I'll settle it then.
Yeah, I mean, they probably could.
It's done and dusted.
It's done and dusted. Shuey.
Shuey's gone.
I wonder if he's had a contract. I mean, if you're captain. Yeah. It's worth a little bit more than a contract.
I was going to say, do you get a bit of a bonus?
I mean, it's a little bit of bargaining power. I mean, you're probably not going to leave, though. So the club go, you're captain, you're not leaving.
Yeah.
But then you say, I'm captain.
Yeah.
Pay me or I'm going to bring the club down.
Jeez. He doesn't seem like that kind of bloke.
Well, you'd be surprised.
92.9, Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules, live from Japan.
Today's the big day. Tonight, we hit the karaoke bar to crown our 2019 Tokyo champion. Thanks to our mates at Asahi and Celebrations Liquor Stores, they're closer than you think. And AirAsia awarded the world's best low-cost airline 11 years running.
Hey, speaking of music, have you guys seen the latest drop or heard a bit of the latest drop that Snoop Dogg is?
Oh, no, not Cardi B.
No, I'm not talking about Cardi B. We are talking about Snoop Dogg.
Snoop's in the house.
Yes. Okay. Now, I haven't heard from him in a while. As far as releasing new music, new albums.
He randomly pops up on Instagram or a little TV show every now and then doing something funny. And like, I absolutely love that Snoop is just still Snoop.
Man, he is so chill.
He is, isn't he?
And he's pretty old now, though.
There's a reason why, I'm sure. No, I'm pretty sure I know why he's chilled.
100%. Now, something is dropping tomorrow. A new album is dropping tomorrow.
Yep.
But it's going to be more for littlers, not so much for
Snoop operating around kids.
The adults. Yes.
There you go.
So there's a company called Rockabye, which will change like certain songs and change them into lullaby music.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, and so lullaby renditions of Snoop Dogg is going to be released tomorrow. Just in time for Christmas. And for all you old school players out there, it's also coming out in a vinyl.
Snoop, he never drops the hustle. He just hustles.
Oh, anyway, our mate Dusty, I mean, has great connections with Snoop Dogg. And
no way.
Yeah, not even kidding you. And I was like, mate, I know it's not released until tomorrow, but I need, and Perth need to hear a sound of just what they could get.
Dusty's our guy in the studio 100%. Pressing the buttons while we're away. Yes. He's got the connect.
Now, you guys might be able to pick up on this lullaby Snoop Dogg song.
Yeah, I see it.
You see your baby's getting down to that?
I see it.
I'd love to see a little, you know, that boxing, you wind up, you've got the thing on the back of it, you wind it up and then you lift it up and the little ballerina inside starts spinning.
Imagine
except
that.
It's Snoop Dogg.
Yep.
Inside the little box and he just starts spinning.
And he's got the bopping, little wheel with the steering wheel thing going. Okay, yep, I love that. All right, what about this one? Gin and juice, laid back with my mind and my money and my money and my mind.
Get it, girl.
Zay's like, do you know Gin and Juice?
When was that one released? When was that on? When was
there? It is 90s.
Oh, yeah.
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 I mean, some of his songs, I mean, like when I first heard about this, I was like, I wonder how it's actually going to play out, because he does sing a lot about like
everything.
Yeah,
like drugs and smoking weed.
Smoking weed, girls, money, all that kind of stuff. But like,
like every other rapper.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But have you noticed that like a lot of like nursery rhymes and things like that are pretty bad anyway?
Like what?
What do you mean?
Like Ba Ba Black Sheep was all about like about taxes and things like that.
Taxes?
Yeah. So you would give, it was like bad luck if you had a black sheep. So the king would give like a black sheep to.
Are you making this up?
No, I'm not. I'm not even kidding you.
Black sheep,
the 13th century, King Edward I, he imposed a medieval wool tax. Yeah.
There you go.
Yes, sir, three bags full. Master
for the master, yeah.
Little boy lives down the lane.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. They don't sing that song anymore at schools anyway.
Why?
Because of the black sheep.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's like coloured sheep or rainbow sheep or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
That's legit a thing. They took it out a little while ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish they took it out when I was, in school.
Yeah. Why?
Anyway. Oh,
poor you.
Yeah.
It's twice you've done that now.
Dove, Three Men in the Tub was originally three girls, like it was actually three mates, like not wanting to use like heaps of water, like, you know, I mean, having a bath on your own kind of
saving
thing, like
water.
Saving water. Yeah. Like three maids weren't worth having a full, like a bath each.
So how's that go?
Because dub.
Three guys,
three men in a tub.
So I don't know, it's a singing song though.
I'm thinking like we're in Japan, I'm thinking like a Japanese sauna session.
Yeah.
In that song.
Okay, Three Blind Mice was the farmer's wife, referring to Queen Mary I, otherwise known as Bloody Mary. And the three blind mice were noblemen who were convicted of plotting against Queen Mary.
Nursery rhymes
are
pretty.
And she had them buried alive, burnt alive, sorry, at the stake.
They're not very nice nursery rhymes.
No, they're really not. Ring Around the Rosie was in reference to the Black Death.
Yeah, no, they're pretty.
It's
they're
pretty. And Humpty Dumpty was a drunk with a hunchback.
And he fell off like, a wall and got smashed.
Christ. Like, it's pretty bad. I mean, Snoop Dogg doesn't seem that bad after all.
Nah, Snoop's a kid.
Anyway, it's released tomorrow. I don't know how much, but it's also in vinyl.
Kent, 92.9, Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules, live from Japan.
Because we're winding up in, about 4 hours of work. We're winding up the show. I've got two more opportunities to do a joke. But, Jules, you had your funny on yesterday.
Did I?
You had your funny on. So I'd love to hand you the opportunity.
No.
You're doing the joke. You thought you were the funniest yesterday. Let's have a go.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you said to me yesterday, why aren't One Direction still together?
And why aren't?
Yeah. And I said, because they decided to go in their own directions. Yes, Kelly. Yes, the grit. I got a laugh out of her. And I said it. Thank you, Lily. Thank you.
So the joke was that you thought was the funniest thing you've ever dropped. Yesterday, we're on a train. I said, why did One Direction end up splitting? Because they wanted to go in their own directions. Like, and thought it was the funniest thing you've ever dropped. Now, I'm sorry, mate.
That's your opportunity.
Yes, you laughed. You're the only one that laughed. You laughed the loudest at your own gear. Well done, mate. What are we doing, Pete? I'm sorry. I can't deal with this much longer.
Clever.
I'm hungover. I don't know what we're doing.
You're listening
for the first time ever.
Xavier and Pete with Jules. Currently, guys, it is 7:13. Hold on to that steering wheel. Drive safely. You're about to hear Jennifer Page, and it is a ripper. Ooh.
Kent 92.9. Heidi, Xavier, and Pete with Jules live from Japan.
Now, every morning we're getting here, we like to bring a bit of energy, a bit of fun, a bit of laughter. You know, put everyone's worries away for 3 hours.
100%.
Now, we've got a little issue this morning.
What?
One of us is wounded.
Yeah.
Pete is going through what everyone would call a hangover. He's going through his first ever hangover, Jules.
He's never experienced one before. Trying to coach him through it.
I had one at Leavers.
At Leavers at 17. Now, Pete, out of 10, how are you going? 10 being good.
I'm probably about a 3.
About a 3 out of 10.
And you know what? The thing that he's figuring out is that it's going
down.
To 2.
It's going backwards.
To 1. It ain't going up.
I thought I was around about a 9 when we first started this morning, and it's just slowly.
I've got it.
What happens.
I've got it from now. We'll have a quick chat to you, Jules. Yeah. Pete, you just chill.
What's going on?
A lady, Veronica, Thwart.
Yeah.
It's a sort of it's a French sort of name. No, no one does really, but she's just been jailed for 12 months.
Oh, damn. What'd she do?
Girl, something that I reckon a lot of people in Perth do. So 131060, that's the phone number. I reckon a lot of people have done it.
What?
She lied on her CV.
Oh.
She told a few furfies on her CV when applying for a job worth about $270,000 with the South Australian government. The Claremont woman made up all sorts of bits and pieces in there about her education and past experiences.
She got 12 months jail.
12 months jail. But this is the bit that I kind of liked. She used a photo of US supermodel Kate Upton as her profile photo on LinkedIn. I mean, I just go flog one off some random on Facebook. Yeah. Let's just not put Kate Upton as your actual LinkedIn profile picture. That's a little giveaway. Now she's been she was obviously caught. She'd only been paid $33,000 of the $270,000 she was owed for the 12 months of work.
Yeah.
But yeah, off she goes to jail for lying on her CV. Now, 131060.
She got caught out. Does it?
Well, I think obviously you turn up to work and you say if I applied to be a doctor.
Well, yeah, but she's only doing, I'm not saying only doing a government role, but she's doing a government role.
Maybe
she
turned up to work.
What role was she doing?
They realised she's not Kate.
Maybe they, straight away, they're like,
yeah, we need to put these building plans through. Building plans? Yeah, right. What are they? I think it was a little bit of that situation.
Now, 12 months jail, I didn't know that you could actually get jailed for that.
Well, this is obviously the extreme version of it. Now, I tell a few thurfies on my CV.
Yeah.
Just more around the roles I had in footy clubs.
Right. Like what?
So, for example, how I dusted up. So, like, I was in a young emerging leadership group at Hawthorn, which is not leadership group. It's the young kids leadership group.
Right.
But I just freely put that in there.
Yeah.
2008 to 12 leadership group member of the Hawthorn Football Club. I freely put in my university degree that's been going for 14 years. I've done 21 of the 24 subjects.
Yeah.
I've got a bachelor's degree.
You don't put in that you haven't completed it yet?
No. I forget the bit that I'm studying my bachelor's degree.
Oh, geez.
So, I mean,
I've never lied, like, as far as, like, skills and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because I would get worried that I'd be asked to do something and I wouldn't know how to do it.
I'm never applying for anything of significance. Yeah. So, like, I just like dusting it up. So, people look at it and the amount of little dot points I have. I'll have 15 dot points that are absolutely no roles in footy clubs, like fire warden. Like, Christ, I got made fire warden, but that's in there.
I'll tell you what I did do when I was 15, though. I think it was, 15 years old. You know how you have references? Mm. They ask for references. And I just had one of my girlfriends as a reference, but she was my three references in different names.
Yes.
So I told her about they're called. But the thing is, like, back then it was just home phone numbers and it was the same
number three
home
times.
Home phone number.
Well,
different names.
You'll laugh at this. So the Claremont, the lady, the Veronica from Claremont, who's doing 12 months jail now, do you know who her reference was?
Eddie Murphy.
Herself.
No.
You're kidding. Yeah.
So she put down a name and a number and it was herself. So the person was ringing herself to check in.
Well, I mean, who knows you better than you, right?
That's right. What can you tell me about Veronica? Oh, she's an absolute champion. 131060 CVs. We've all got one. Even kids in school these days get taught how to fill their CV in before they leave.
Yeah.
What little furphy did you put in yourself? Or you might be on the other end. You might be in HR and going through the CVs.
Yes.
What little furfies did you stumble across whilst you were sorting through CVs?
Are you in a job right now that you got because you lied?
Just dusted it up a little bit.
Yeah, anonymous,
just
you know.
Added a bit of polish on top. Just a little bit of shine.
Hit 92.9, Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules, live from Japan.
Good morning. You're listening to Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. We're live from Tokyo. Today's the day. It's Tokyoki Day. Tonight, we crown our 2019 Tokyoki champion. You can catch up on everything we've been up to over the last few days here in Japan by heading to our socials at Heidi, Xavier, Pete. And yesterday, by the way, it was Jules' day to surprise us with activities. You're going to hear more about that after 7:30.
All right, bro, back to sleep for you. We'll wake you up in 5 minutes.
Now, 13:60.
We are chatting about lying on your CV now, a Claremont lady that runs by the name of Veronica. She landed a job worth nearly $300,000, just telling a few little furfies on her CV. It was a bit of a giveaway when she had Kate Upton as a profile photo on her LinkedIn. And the reference that she gave was actually herself, but using obviously an alias name. But 131060, when have you had to just put a bit of polish on that CV. Madison, I believe you've got a story about telling a few tricks on a CV.
Yeah, so my mum has a different last name to me. She's got married after, like, got the same last name as me. So every time I've gone for a job, I've always used her as either a previous employer or a personal reference, and no one ever knows.
Oh, and you obviously, do you word mum up and say, mum, just whack you down, put on your best performance when they call?
Yeah, and she's always down for it. But
she's always down for it.
Yeah, she's always. She puts in the good word for me. But for one of my previous jobs, not the one I've got now, mum actually became friends with my boss. And so they found out that way that I actually put mum down.
She spilled the beans on you.
Yeah. It's all funny now.
Snitches.
Snitches get stitches.
You need to get mum to wrap that up. Thanks, mate. Have a good day, Madison. Now, always you can call the phone line anytime you want, Jules. And if you don't want to give your name or your details,
we'll give you one.
It just goes through as anonymous.
Yeah.
So we don't know who you are. No one knows who you are. And we've got Anonymous on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, now, let's call you Chelsea.
Yeah, Chelsea. Now, Chelsea, you've got a story, I believe, around a dodgy CV.
Yeah, so I'm still in the company now. I've been working for them for around 3 years. Not going to say exact.
that's fine.
But I put in a CV in regards to dog grooming. And I had nothing to do with dog grooming before this. I worked at McDonald's.
Oh, you're a McDonald's worker and you thought...
Yep. And I wanted to work...
So you've got
the Ben,
dogs.
So, yeah, so now I am the grooming, but I said that I was...
Are you still grooming
for 5 years.
Yeah.
Can I ask you about the first time you just took to the dog with the clippers?
So,
YouTube it or something?
I was expecting to groom just some normal dog. But no, this happened to be a poodle with, you know, big pom-pom on the head and nice, you know, shaved face and feet, like really, really. And I was shitting. Oh, sorry, my bad.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, no,
we pushed through, Chels.
I was shitting myself.
You said it once. No need to double down on that one. We got it.
Reiterating it.
I googled a poodle clip and I hid my phone away, doing it real quickly, and I passed my interview, I think it was, with flying colours.
Wonderful,
so I was
mate.
Like, please.
And now you're Perth's best dog groomer.
And customer service, I've not exactly spoken because at McDonald's I cooked burgers, so I just made burgers. That's it. I didn't speak with humans
Sometimes you got to take a punt on your CV.
No, absolutely. I mean, look at Trump. He had no experience whatsoever when it came to being the president. Look at him now.
And now he's the greatest. Now he's the greatest American president of all time. No, I'm actually joking on that. Please don't send me hate mail. Please, I'm actually joking. I'm joking.
I'm not even laughing.
He's a tool bag. Just let it go.
Send the hate mail.
But you can also send it through. Yes. What's the text line number?
0488-55929.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Yeah.
I do have a Trump hat on
my
desk.
I was going to say, you've got to make America great again on your hat, on your
I don't know whose that is. All right, Pete, wake up. Get to a
Get
song.
Get back in.
Okay.
Hit 92.9, Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules, live from Japan.
5 away from 8 on Hit 92.9. Good morning. It's Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. We're live in Tokyo for the grand final of Tokyoki. Tonight's the night, by the way. Our grand finalists are in town. They are here. We've picked a karaoke bar. We are going.
It's happening.
Will you get there?
I will get there.
Will you enjoy a karaoke night or will you be a sourpuss?
No.
Will we see a second birthing of Pete Corelli tonight?
You will be the second coming of Christ tonight.
Okay. You'll go again.
Joining us, Pete is going through his first hangover experience.
First ever. Since the age of 17.
Oh, okay. He had one when he was 17. Now he's having a 33.
This is hilarious watching him. Honestly, I could put you in a box and put you 6 feet under, and I don't think you'd move.
I'd actually be quite comfortable, I reckon. Now,
being here in Tokyo, we've taken it upon ourselves the last few days while we've been here to pick some stuff to surprise everybody else with every day. So Monday,
just so we do like different things while we're here.
Right. Yep. Monday it was my turn. Tuesday it was Xavier's turn. You can see all that stuff on our socials at Heidi Xavier Pete, and you can hear it all through the catch-ups from the past week, our podcast. Yesterday it was your turn, Jules.
It was.
And the surprises were epic. Take a listen.
Today is my day, day three. I've organised some activities for the boys to do. Now, this is activity one, and I've already given you guys clues of century. And this one is preparing you for life.
Century. 100. 100.
Yes.
100 shots at the Asahi.
No. We are going to become ninjas today. Let's go.
Okay, this is summer outfit for you.
Thank you, and you.
Sensei is dressing us all. He's put on our tops.
Very, very fine.
Okay, let's start the training.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Most important weapon for samurai people, it's a sword. Japanese sword technique.
So now Pete's got a wooden sword.
Now we are fighting.
Okay, you won. he needs some fresh jocks.
Okay, next. Yeah,
me?
Okay.
She good.
Okay, this is real ninja star, very pointy mistake, yeah? Ninja star technique, if you hit the center, you feel happy.
You want to go first?
No, you go.
No, you go. Oh, Pep's taken the wood off the plate.
Not a lot of cricket or anything in the day, Pep.
Xavier.
Oh, okay. Yeah, enemy's a bit tall guy.
It's like when you were younger, throwing rocks at houses.
Who do you think is the best ninja?
Of course, you.
Me?
Because a lady ninja is nobody suspect.
Oh, that's my skill.
Maybe your hairstyle is with samurai.
Yeah.
But that's same talent.
Hairstyle is
the best. So we make a good team. They'd send us out together.
Mate, I could have kissed you yesterday.
Oh, what? Oh,
just had a couple of beers and the old lips
just
are starting
calm
to
down.
Wander.
He's just a little bit hungover.
Calm down, mate. Christ.
No, seriously, because for me, like, it's,
tongue?
I've... What?
Sorry.
Stop it. It was a dream come true to be in Japan and don the traditional samurai garb and go through that class. That was incredible.
But just to learn about how samurai ninjas and stuff like that, the balance that they need to use, the six senses, 100%. The winds. Like they talk about wind. It was like wind being the feeling of someone getting closer to you. And,
He keeps a lot of energy with you, like when he's like explaining things and how he's trying to connect with you. When we did the sixth sense stuff, where he would be standing behind you and he would have a sword and you have to block it without even seeing him and just like feeling. And we all passed. It was, like, you could actually feel when he was going to come down on top of you.
I'm not big on the mindfulness stuff. I don't do meditating. But yesterday when he actually, like, made you empty your head, empty your emotions, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
It just made sense. Like, the actual feeling of doing
100%.
It was, like, when I first started with the, what are those nunchucky things called?
The ninja stars.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm going to throw that this hard. I'm going to put it through the wall.
Yeah.
And then he spoke to you about, like, removing emotion.
Yeah.
Relax, balance.
What about
the
balance?
Target clear is your mind, friend, not your friend. Enemy.
Bang.
Yeah.
I was good at that.
Yeah. You actually did really well.
Yeah, you hit the target.
I was like, want to bet it's my face there.
Yeah, I did. I had it there.
But we're friends.
There was a lot more.
Not an enemy.
Good call.
There was a lot more to yesterday than could actually be heard in that package of the stand. If you want to see the whole thing, you can find it on our socials at Heidi Xavier Pete. The video is there along with the pictures. Just absolutely amazing. Now,
so do I get a big tick for that?
That was a big tick.
Big tick for that.
Big tick.
It was actually a cultural thing too. It wasn't a big take the mickey. It was a full-on serious. He was a full ninja, like an actual ninja.
Well, historical family descendant of the bloodline, like the whole thing. Yeah.
He was getting going. And did you, before you move on, the part where he's like ninja's last resort is fighting.
Yes.
The very last. But in the movies, you're like, In the movies, I'm like, there's a ninja. We are about to fight.
Yeah,
it's like he goes, gets information, and leaves. That's they want to be friends.
Yeah, you've been watching way too much like Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat. And
Bruce
stuff.
Lee.
Bruce Lee. Yeah, me too.
He's going to join a dojo.
I mean, anyway, rubbing some wax on.
It's going to happen.
We should, I reckon.
Wax on.
Yeah.
Wax on.
Save your son. Save your son.
Yeah, you get a big tick for that.
Yeah.
Surprise number two, we're putting a line through. Like, straight up. And you'll hear about it.
What happened.
I'm sorry.
No. It didn't quite go to plan.
Kent, 92.9, Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules, live from Japan.
We're having a good time. We're enjoying ourselves. We really are. It's been really good. And huge props to Asahi Super Dry, Japan's number one beer. And, of course, Celebrations Liquor Stores, they're closer than you think, and AirAsia getting us over here as well. I mean, far out. They have just treated us to something so special over here in Japan. Tokioki tonight.
What a country.
It's been amazing.
Oh, I didn't know what to expect. It is an absolutely beautiful joint.
And
people are lovely.
I'm
just reflecting.
Yeah, no, go right ahead.
Sorry, lives at a moment.
I'm not surprised, given what we went through yesterday, that Jules surprised us with, because it put us in a very balanced and zen place, very reflective.
That's what it is.
Yes. No, I'm like, I've done jiu-jitsu, and that's what it taught me, like growing up, like balance, discipline, that kind of stuff.
What happened?
Shut up. It's all gone now. Well, I stopped when I was like 13. Well, jiu-jitsu when I was 12, and then stopped completely when I was 13. So,
You started at 12, did you say?
I started when I was 4.
Oh, did like 7 years?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't supposed to start when I was 4. I had to wait until I was like 5. Yeah. But I spent a year from 4 to 5, breakfalling on the side in the dojo.
What's that mean?
So learning how to break fall. So if I get fall back onto my back, I can break my fall with my hand. So I die into my head or my back.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Wow. That's why you were so good in the samurais today.
Were you a state champion?
Yeah.
Or anything?
No, I mean, well, geez, we're getting off track.
All right, no. We'll get back on track. We'll get back on track, right? You can talk about this stuff later. Put it in a podcast.
I was too young to be a state champion.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
I had no other competitors.
Yeah, gotcha.
So every single day while we've been here in Tokyo, we have taken an intern organising stuff for the other people in the group to do, okay? I was Monday, Xavier was Tuesday. All of that stuff is online at Heidi Xavier Pete. Also online is what we heard last hour, which was you taking us to go and do samurai lessons.
Yes, fulfilling your dreams, baby.
It was so amazing, so good. And that video's up right now. It's great. All the audio through our catch-up and podcast and stuff. Now, samurai, huge tick.
Yeah,
humongous.
Huge bucket list tick to do that.
I'm flicking my hair back at the moment. Yeah. Thanks.
Maybe
thanks.
Bring your hair back forward again, though, because the second thing you had lined up for us.
I mean, it was all there.
It was there. We saw it.
I had the vision. Yeah.
No, but we saw the visual.
I know.
That's about as far as we got, though.
But there was just one little but major problem.
Take a listen.
Okay, activity number two. Now, I did say that the clue was that this activity will fulfill you. Now,
food, full.
You guys
fulfill us up.
Had a little bit of a snack earlier.
Yeah.
And I said no.
You're off shopping for Hello Kitty or something.
I wasn't. It was souvenirs. Relax. Okay. Anyway, so for the activity to your right, fulfill you, going to fill you up. We are going to a restaurant, to the Kagura-za restaurant, which is famous for eating challenges. They have a challenge which is 100 goyazas.
Gyoza.
Which is 100 goyazas.
Gyoza. Yes.
Is that how many is that?
100.
I'm good for 10.
All right.
You'll be lucky to get through 30.
All right, so walking through the door, quaint little place.
100 gyoza.
Advanced reservation.
Turns out I had to order them 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And so we actually can't do the eating challenge at all.
Preparation's important.
I know, look,
prevents piss poor performances.
100%. I agree. And I'm sorry, it's Japan. I was having too much fun shopping at Hello Kitty.
Meow.
Anyway, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to shout you guys 10 dumplings.
Bless you. Yeah. Bless you.
Everybody hurts. Sometimes.
I don't don't even know what to say.
Oh, man.
I was relieved. I was relieved.
So sorry. This is something that, like, I've been planning, looking into for weeks.
Yeah, you're not planning.
No, not planning, but
looking into.
Little did I realize that you had to pre-order. Yeah. Because there's so many videos going around, like, you know what I mean, of, like, people taking on this challenge. 2.5 kilos. Of dumpling.
I'm actually surprised.
It's 100 of those dumplings.
So we missed out on the massive, world's biggest dumpling.
Yes.
Yeah, I get that.
Because there was that too. There was the 100 one.
Yes.
And then there was this
giant.
Like, the thing looks like it weighs about 10 kilos.
No, it's 2.5.
Oh, okay. I thought it was 100. Sorry.
It looks like it weighs 100 kilos.
Peppy's hung. He's as hung as a horse. Just let him breeze through it.
We had a nice night last night. We don't need to mention it.
Now, one thing though, Jules, I am surprised that you recognize me today.
What?
Do I look different?
No. I mean, you're still not wearing shoes.
Well, I lost about 6.5 kilos walking 135 kilometres across Tokyo to your stupid restaurant yesterday.
No kidding. No. You need to cop this because literally we've been catching trains and all this stuff, and it's fine. The public transport here is great. But yesterday it seemed like we were on that train for an hour and a half.
I thought we popped up in China. We came up from underground. I thought I was in China. Honestly.
Expecting this to be incredible, and we go all that way for nothing.
It was like an hour of trains. Wait. You have to agree that they were the best dumplings you've ever tasted, though.
Oh, no, I'm not going that far. No way.
They were good dumplings.
Oh, okay.
They were good dumplings.
Oh, gosh.
Mate.
For me, who loves dumplings, they were some of the best.
Yeah, but you eat frozens.
Yeah. No, I don't.
They call you frozen.
Oh.
And if you have to travel for 24 hours to get to food, anything tastes good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true, too. Anyway, look, I'm sorry, all right? I stuffed up. Anyway,
well done,
tomorrow, you don't have to deal with me anymore.
Oh, don't. Oh,
don't do that.
Jules, please don't do that to us.
That's so sad. Don't do that.
Please, my heart just fell out.
I stuffed up, okay?
Get on the text line, 0488 55 929. Let's get Jules a pep up. She's sad. She's got one day left for this. Let's get some really lovely feedback for Jules.
That'd be
text
good.
Text in. Please do
Thank
text
you.
In.
Actually, you know what? And I'll put it on my resume, right?
Put that on the CV.
Anyone want to be my reference?
Currently got a photo of someone else's. Your Heidi Klum's LinkedIn page. But
yeah, absolutely.
The video of us going to this place and then it turning upside down is online at Heidi Xavier Pete. And also, along with the other thing that you organised yesterday, going and doing samurai training, which is definitely worth a look. It was incredible.
Hit 92.9, Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules, live from Japan.
Live from Tokyo, Japan. Tonight we crown the winner of the Hit 92.9 Tokyoki Championship for 2019. Our grand finalists flew in over the last couple of days, and we had a nice night getting the team together last night.
Yeah, we did have a ripper night. The contestants landed as their first opportunity to catch up with them. We went for a beautiful dinner, Jules, didn't we?
Yeah, we went to Teppanyaki. Teppan Baby.
So, and what the deal was on the menu, it was about six different meals came out, unlimited drinks.
They had
drinks.
Like a set menu.
Set menu.
Unlimited drinks.
Was the second.
And the good ones too. Like, you know, you usually go to places that says unlimited drinks and you're lucky to get a house beer or a house wine. This was like everything.
They had the cocktails, the shots, everything.
It's funny. I wonder who came out in front, us or them. I don't know. I always find that interesting. I reckon them still.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, we did chat this morning. I don't know if you've just tuned in. Pete, 3, 2, 1 is 3, 2, 1
sheltered.
So Pete is currently experiencing his second hangover of his life.
First one was at 17 at Levers.
I would argue that this time it's not a sheltered thing, it's a responsible thing.
No, I agree. Okay. I agree. You're a dad. Mm. You're daggy dad. Why is my daggy
like dad's gone wild.
Yeah, dad's gone loose. He's gone loose.
Now, literally, we I remember his first drink, he's like, I have a soda water. Next drink, he's like, I have a triple shot.
Yeah, it was. It was like, I won't say what I was going to say, but anyway, we'll move on.
I don't do things
drink responsibly.
So we've heard that early in the show, we actually recorded Pete doing a speech.
Yes.
So we've already listened to that. Pete stood up at some stage, clinked the glasses and with his spoon and
welcomed
everyone to Tokyo. Thanked you for your contribution over the period of time of 15 weeks.
Yep.
How much he loves you. He said you've changed his life forever.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a bit extreme.
To be honest, he was holding a drink that I didn't want to drink and I thought he was going to make me skull it.
That's what I thought, but it's too nice. If it was me, I would have. Anyway, but so we've heard him. We've heard him do the speech where he took the moment to welcome everyone. We just mentioned, but we also have a little bit of audio of some singing.
Yes,
that went on last night. Have a listen.
Easy like Sunday morning. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's why I'm easy. Yeah. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
Morning. So that was Pete singing around the dinner table. Now, I don't know if you heard the last. At the very end there, you hear Jules go, "You're dealing with him tomorrow." So, Pete, that was you just sitting at the table, thought, you know what, I've made my speech, I can't do another speech. Yeah. That's done. But I am going to sing a solo in front of everyone because that's the sort of stuff we do.
Well, now, hang on, Jono, who you chose as your grand finalist, was on the guitar.
Who's going to win tonight,
He just plucked a guitar off the wall and started strumming, and I couldn't leave the guy hanging.
Yeah, that's fine. So you've gone solo.
But you know what? Jono has an incredible voice.
Yes,
which is why I've chosen him to come over. Yeah. You could have left the singing to him.
Yeah, we could have. You could have. Anyway, you've had a go at that, which was and sitting there, and I don't know what you were thinking. But anyway, we move on. So we leave the restaurant, Jules. Off we go. We leave the restaurant. Now, there's the biggest crossing, or the most active crossing.
Shibuya
Crossing, which is one of the most active crossings, like pedestrian crossings in the world.
Yes.
There's different angles you can go across. It's huge.
Yes.
Anyway, so
it's
we went.
Like every time the light goes green to cross, there's about 350 people.
Anytime you see like a movie set in Japan or something like that,
it's always there.
In peak, there'd be thousands go through it at a green light.
Man.
So we did that, but there was a radio station operating
Shibuya FM.
Shibuya Cross FM, which was going on. Now, as we were trying to get home waiting for a train, we turn around and Pete is missing.
Yes.
Now, as we said, he might have been a little bit inebriated.
Now, I'm going to say this was your fault because I told you that you need to look after him.
Yeah, I know. He slipped the tag. And within 3 minutes of slipping the tag, we turn around, he's missing. And he's actually wound up in a radio station.
Welcome to Japan!
Hey! And what is your name?
My name is Akemi.
Shibuya Cross FM.jp.
Shibuya Cross FM!
Woo!
I assume you're talking about all of my friends from Australia. That is my co-host Xavier, and that's my other co-host Juruzu, Jules. And we're here to sing karaoke. Yes, karaoke competition.
Oh.
And all of these people are grand finalists in our karaoke competition.
Yes.
Wonderful meeting you both.
Sure.
Hey. Lovely to meet you. Thank you. Lovely to meet you. Come to Perth one day.
I will.
We'll get you on our radio station, Hit 92.9. Okay. Hey.
So that's Pete live on a radio station through Japan.
Saying come to Perth is like the equivalent when you're out with you and you're like, I love you. Like, come to
100%,
Perth. Right. Like, wait. I just want to pull him up on something because it's something that we pull you up, Zavon, all the time.
What?
Speaking English to Asian people.
Yes.
You do not need
Japanese English, I call it.
Say it how we sound.
I was in there at one point because I've seen some of the footage that people were taking, that you guys were taking.
Yeah.
So I think at one point I said, you'll come to Western Australia.
Yeah.
Yes, mate, you're horrible. It's like you thought you were speaking Japanese, but it was English.
Yeah.
I thought I was the bee's knees last night.
You know what? I reckon you nailed it, man. You really you sat in like really well. I think you spoke beautifully.
We were singing at one point, again, all of this stuff is now coming back to my mind. On the train home.
Oh, hasn't left our minds.
Were we singing karaoke on the train home and you were pretending to be my bodyguard?
Yes, you told these girls that you were famous.
That's right. Big Staru.
Big Staru.
And Aussie's Australia. And then he serenaded these two poor girls
he
on
did,
a train.
He it was did too.
Mate, your performance, I'd expect you to be in the GM's office on Monday.
Come on, mate. Best on ground. Oh. Well, luckily, tomorrow's our last day for
you. You usually don't deal with hangovers, I know, but usually what happens when you're dealing with a hangover is that you start all throughout the morning, you just start getting these like little snapshots of things that happened the night before. That's what you're going through now, except that you're not in bed alone doing this. You're actually broadcasting to the whole of Perth as you're going through it all.
And Jules, delete your text messages. Don't even read them. Just delete. Because I got one nude from you laying on them. I don't understand why the nudes were going around last night.
I haven't even opened mine. I was like, anything you should say right now.
On the bed, dead nude, with his little plum bag sitting there. And I was like, Pete, delete that.
Hit 92.9. 92.9, Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules, live from Japan.
Now, Xavier, you got in a day late here for good reasons, business. Fair reasons, 100%.
Cutting some business deals.
Yep. That you weren't sick.
You were sick.
I was cutting business.
You had the BGs. You had the bubble guts.
What's that mean?
Bubble guts.
Bubble guts.
Where it
bubble,
gets, bubble, starts bubble the guts. Bubble in your gut and, yeah, it's not good.
And you did a poopy.
Yeah.
Because, oh, no, I can't say that on air. Tap eight.
Yeah, so.
Oh, leaky bum.
All right, moving on.
Right, sorry.
People are eating breakfast.
Yeah, apologies.
No, they're not. They're done. Yeah, they come with breakfast now.
All right, let's go. Let's roll.
Now, mate, you missed some fun stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Now, everything that we have sorted out for each other, you can find out all the stuff that we've been up to all over our socials, at Heidi Xavier Pete. If you want to grab the Catch Up podcast as well, they're there if you want to take a bit of a listen. But I just wanted to grab something because I know ahead of the next couple of days, we've got a couple of sort of free days.
Yeah.
Right? Where we can just go and do some things.
We've got something booked today.
Right.
What have you got?
We're going to the
Light Museum.
Oh, you guys are?
Yeah. Where are you going?
I'm going to Shibuku.
To go shopping. Yeah. Right?
I am.
So here's the deal.
Okay? Shibuku? No. Harajuku.
No, Harajuku.
Yeah, Harajuku.
Harajuku. Right? So we're going back there. Probably a good idea that we let her go by herself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
I find that hella cute.
Actually,
stuff.
I prefer to shop on my own anyway. I'm ain't gonna lie.
I think it's a good idea. However, if we were to go with you and we lost you, it'd be perfectly fine because we would know where you are given the sounds that you make.
Well, so there's no way you better find me in a crowd.
Oh, no, we'll find you because we went to Harajuku at the beginning of the week to go shopping. And here's a little snip of just some of the sounds that Jules makes when she's walking around looking at clothes.
Oh, lovely.
And stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Incredible.
Oh my gosh.
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 Oh, I want it all.
Oh gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, I want them.
Oh my
god.
Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh.
Oh gosh.
Julianne, you just said it again.
Yeah, I say that actually a lot.
I worked it out.
That was from Sunday. All that.
Yeah.
I didn't buy one thing on Sunday.
Yeah, I know.
Which is why I'm going back to Harajuku today to actually purchase it.
What's on the agenda?
Oh, crazy. Oh, well, there's cool vintage stores just opposite Harajuku, right?
Yeah.
But it's all labels. So you can buy Gucci, Ralph Lauren.
Cheap, expensive.
And it's a legit stuff, but it's secondhand. But you can still pay about, like, say, $200 for a Gucci jumper, which is actually still cheap.
$200.
But it's all, like, originals.
Yeah, I've got to admit, it was pretty cool. Man, like, all one-offs originals, stuff from the 90s. You'd have a field day, actually, because you love your basketball gear.
There's a shop.
What? There's basketball gear?
Yeah, heaps. Yeah,
but, like, originals and, like, one-offs. You can't find the same thing.
What am I doing here?
I don't know, mate.
Are you coming to Harajuku with me today?
Harajuku in the house.
I know you're going to throw me on the bus here with the, oh my God. But you came shopping with me. We were both mic'd up. And our good mate Jez has also packaged up what you sound like shopping.
Touch it.
Wow.
I want to touch it so bad.
Oh. Are you picturing him in the bedroom?
No, I wasn't. I was picturing him in Harajuku.
I pictured him in the bedroom then. I closed my eyes and had Pete in the bedroom.
You know what he actually sounded like? The same way he sounded in our ninja classes yesterday with the samurai.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty consistent.
Sound exactly the same.
I love that.
I love that for you.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules for Chemist Warehouse. With the biggest range of fragrances at the lowest prices, Chemist Warehouse really is the real house of fragrances this Christmas.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. Live from Japan. Hit 92.9.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete
with Jules.
Hit 92.9.